The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, Text Number 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 26, 1973, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: all their hearts were melting for Him on the pot of attraction. They looked at Him without blinking their eyes, and they moved hither and thither in perplexity. Purport: Krishna is naturally attractive for all living beings because He is the chief eternal amongst all eternals.
Yeah. Krishna, the very name suggests, attract. Krishna means all attract. He has got, because He is complete, purna, so He has got all the attractive features. From material point of view, spiritual point of view. Therefore His name is Krishna. And He delivers the fallen souls from the miserable condition. He attracts and He delivers, Krishna. Therefore, Krishna means Parabrahma. Parabrahma iti shabdat. Rama also, the same thing, Parabrahma. So Krishna is all attractive by His opulence, by His power. Our definition of God is very simple. We do not define God as abhakta. Abhakta means cannot be explained. If you cannot explain, then what you will understand? The Mayavadi, they say, that God cannot be explained. In the Vedanta Sutra, there is a sutra, na sabdhyat, I forget the God is explainable. Because in the Vedas, there are mantras, sa oikhata, sa asyajata. He glanced over the material nature. He created Sahikata. So these things are explainable. So we don't say that the absolute truth is not explicable. It is explicable. We have got our explanation. Purna. Purna means complete. Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. He is also a living entity like us. They ask the rascal to stop talking. But He is Purna. That is the difference. We are not Purna. We are defective. Especially when we come in the material world, we are defective in so many respects. By nature we are defective, or not purna, incomplete, subordinate. He is therefore called the Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. He is complete, the chief of all living entities. So how do we explain it? It is very simple thing. Suppose I am here, and you are here. So you may be better than me. Nobody is equal. You don't find. You don't find. In every respect, two bodies equal, you won't find. In bodily features, in qualities, in action, in thinking, in feeling, all you find, varieties. That is, variety is enjoyment. If I agree with you in every respect, then where is variety? Just like if you are given a nice dish of foodstuff, somebody says, give me this one. Another says, give me this one. There is variety of taste. Although all sweet meats are made of the same ingredient, sugar, and yogurt or curd, but somebody says, give me this rasgulla, somebody this sandesh, somebody says, give me pantua. They are made of the same ingredient, but it is different taste. So you cannot neglect these varieties of taste. That is enjoyment. Anandamaya Abhyasa. We are all anandamaya, joyful. Therefore, there must be varieties. Without varieties, there is no joy. Simply hackneying one thing, Brahma, 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 and nobody likes it. They keep with Brahma, Brahma, they fall down, or they again comes to the explanation of this Bhagavatam. I have seen so many Mayavadi sannyasis. By Brahma, Brahma, they could not attract audience. Then come to Bhagavad reading and explains in nonsense way all the Bhagavatas, Mayavadi. But they come to, because Bhagavat is full of varieties. But they explain their own way. I have seen one big Mayavadi sannyasi explaining Bhagavat that God became pleased in some stanza. So if you become pleased, then God becomes pleased. This was his explanation. If I am pleased by drinking wine, then God is also pleased. This is his explanation. Yes. I am a grand debauchee. By debauchery I am pleased, then God is also pleased by my debauchery. Because God and I are the same. This is their explanation. So it is very difficult. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given one line of Vaishnava behavior. Asasanga tyagi Vaishnava achara. Simply to give up these rascals' association. The rascal means the Mayavadi, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, all their rascals. It is our open declaration. So, we have to give up the company of these rascals. If we actually serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness, we should not mix with them. We should not even invite them. Neither we shall take their foodstuff, accept their foodstuff. Dadati pratiginnati bhunte bhojate gujjam akhati prichyati cha. Bhunte bhojate chaiva saravidhi priti lakshana. Priti, if you want to make one friends, then these six kinds of dealings must be there. Dadati. Dadati means there must be, one must give something to the other. A friend. Just like I am friend, you are friend, I give you something. In return, you give me something. Dadati pratiginnati. Guhyam akhyati prichyati cha. I open my mind to you, you also inquire confidential things from me, or I inquire. Guhyam akhyati prichyati. And then bhunte bhojayat. Whatever you give me, I eat, and I give you, you eat. By these six kinds of dealings, priti, love increases. So, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we practice this. As far as possible, we are giving and taking. We have made this program, life membership. We are giving our books, knowledge, whatever we have got, little knowledge. They have written in our books. We are giving them. Take it. And they are also giving. Take this 1,100 rupees. So this is dadati pratigindati. And they also come here to inquire, Swamiji, your movement is very nice. What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of that? Vyam akhyati expresses their mind. Prichati. They explain, this is my position, I cannot do it. How can I do it? And the Vaishnavas reply them. Then we invite them in our love feast, in all our centers. We have got this arrangement. We invite everyone, come on, take prasad. And if somebody gives up something to eat, he also eat, provided he is not a mayavadi karmic gang. Otherwise, we should not take. We cannot accept anything from this class assignment, atheist class. Then we will be sanghas, Balakara Bhosa. Sanghas sanjayate kama. If we associate with this mayavadi atheist class, karmic gyani yogi, then we will infect their quality. So, if we infect the mayavadi quality, karmic quality, jnani quality, yogi quality, I see some of the students still, they practice some yogasana. That quality is not yet free. But this is nonsense. We should not associate with any of their qualities. That is, asasanga tyagi Vaishnava. Asat ekstri sangi, Krishna avakva. Asat means bad element, bad association. So asasanga, we have to give up. Asat. So, who is asat, sir? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, asasanga tyagi Vaishnava. Vaishnava's behavior, Vaishnava's character should be simply to give up the company of the asat. Now, there are so many nice people, gentlemen, so if we give up, if we say everyone is asat, so we must know. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next line gives, yes, asat ekstrisham. Ekstrisham. One asat is trishangi. Trishangi means too much attached to woman. Or attached to woman. Or attached to woman. Too much or little, it doesn't matter. Attached to woman is asat. And Krishna bhakta. And who is not a devotee of Krishna. So this mayavadi, kurmi, jnani, yogi, they are not Krishna bhakta. They will say, Krishna is not God. I am God. I am also God. Krishna is not God. I am God, but Krishna is not God. This is their verse. Therefore they are rascals. I am God. They declare, I am God, you are God, but Krishna is not. Except Krishna, everyone is God. This is their verse. So how much rascal they are, we must know. So therefore, we should give up their company. Asat sangha tyagi Vaishnava. Otherwise, asat sastri sangi Krishna. There are sastri sangha, vaidha, avaidha. Vaidha means regular, according to shastra. According to shastra means restrict. Shastra restricts. Shastra means shasdhatu. Shasdhatu means shasan, ruling. From shasdhatu, shastra has come, shastra, weapon has come. And sadhatu, from sadhatu, shishya also come. These words are derived from sadhā. Shastra, shastra. Shasan. Shasan means ruling. Sanskrit is very nice language. From one verbal root, you can manufacture so many words. Therefore, it is very difficult to make Sanskrit dictionary. It is very difficult. The so-called Sanskrit dictionaries available in the market, you won't find all the words. It is not possible. Because so many words are manufactured by one dhatu. How many they will add? So, this shastra, shastra vidhi, loki babayami samadha siva nityastha jantu, nityastha, nahi tatra chodana. One does not require encouragement. One is not taught in the school how to learn sexual intercourse. No, these things are already there. Nitya, nityastha jantu. Every living entity has got these propensities. Intoxication, sex intercourse, babaya, amisha, meat eating, fish eating, that they are already. One does not require to be educated how to eat meat, how to drink, how to use sexual intercourse. No, it is already. Nityasya, nahi tatra chodana. There is no need of encouragement. Then why this shastra ordering that you eat meat in this way, you drink in this way, you have sexual intercourse in this way? What is the purpose? The purpose is to restrict him. Because by natural propensity, you will have, just like in Western countries, there is no marriage practically. But they have sexual intercourse. They think sex is there, available. Why we should bound ourselves by marriage time? They think like that. So, why the marriage is there? Just to restrict. Without marriage, the man and woman will be open to so many other women and women. Therefore it is to restrict. One man, one woman. Otherwise, if you associate with so many men and so many women, and this is animalism. So, in order to check him from the animal life sexual intercourse, the marriage is there. This is the purpose. Therefore, shastra. Shastra means simply restrict. One who is accustomed to restriction, he is perfect, not indulgence. The animals are not restricted. But nowadays, better animal is restricted. They have got a time for sexual intercourse. But these animals, the four two-legged, two-hands animals, they have no restriction, any time. Less than animal. Therefore, shastra is there. So, vaidha. Vaidha means what is sanctioned by the shastra. That is vaidha stri sangha. Yes. One may have association with woman. There must be association with woman. By God's creation, there is man, woman. They are meant for being united. So, there in Bhagavad Gita it is said, dharma avriddha kama aham. When sex intercourse is there according to the shastra, that is I am. That is I am. Dharma viruddha. So there are rules and regulations how to have sex life. So although there are two kinds of association with women, vaidha and avaidha. Vaidha means according to shastra, and avaidha means without any restriction, without any restriction of the shastra. So Asat as Sri Sanghi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, and the Sahajiyas, rascals, they interpret Asat as Sri Sanghi. One has got only one wife, he is Asat. One must have many wives. The Sahajiyas, you know, they keep so many women, like monkeys, in their company. They have interpreted in this way. Asat as Sri Sanghi. So, Shastra restricts by rascals, they interpret in a different way, and the real purpose is to restrict. Just like meat eating. Meat eating is recommended in Vedic literature. There is Kali Puja. Kali Puja, by sacrificing one goat before Goddess Kali. The Goddess Kali is worshipped on the Amavasya. The Amavasya takes place once in a month. Therefore, these rascals who are meat eaters, they will be restricted. If they accept the Shastra, if we eat meat from the butcher's place, then we shall be sinful. Let us eat meat. Just in Calcutta I will find so many butchers, and they have kept one Goddess Kali deity. So that people will think, now it is not sinful. Here, the mangsa, the meat, is not, it is sanctified. Hindu Brahman Kottik. So these things are going on. Actually, it is restriction. Even when there is bali, the sacrifice is given, the mantra made, the mantra says that this man is killing you. You will get next life a human body. But you have the opportunity, option to kill him. This is the mantra. Now, if somebody is responsible, he'll certainly think that I am going to be killed by this goat again. Mangso khadati. Mang, he will eat me. That is me, man's mangso. So no responsible man will take that responsibility that I will kill this animal again, he will become a man and he will kill me. No, stop this business. So this is the process of restriction. Similarly, those who are drunkards, for them is recommended by offering liquor to Chandi, they can drink. Similarly, marriage is also like that. It is restriction. It is not prostitution. It is restriction. Pravritti reshan bhutana nirvittestu mahaphala. This is natural tendency. If you want, one can stop it. That is called tapasya. And human life becomes perfect by tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena tamena tyagena satta shauchabhyan jamena niyamena. This is human life. Not like animals, unrestricted. Animals are also restricted. So, vaidha avaidha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strongly restricted that don't associate with these rascals. Asat. Asat means those who are interested in material affairs. Asatoma, sadgama, the Vedic interest. That is Vedic interest. Sadgama. Just try to make progress towards sat, tat sat. Don't be interested in asatoma. Sadgama, jyotivgama. So these are the Vedic injunctions. So, because these Pandavas and their families were all sought by association of Krishna, therefore, they were all perplexed within their mind that Krishna is going back to his home. How we shall live? How we can give up Krishna? Those who are actually devotees of Krishna, they cannot give up Krishna at any risk. That's why Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, in this Navadvip area, he was a Mahamedan. He took to Krishna now. The Kaji called him. You are Mahamedan, why you are taking this Krishna now? So what is the fault, sir? There are many Hindus, they also become Muslim. So I like this. So he was punished. But he did not give up. One cannot give up. Prahlad Maharaj could not give up. So that is explained that satsangat mukta dusang. As soon as one associates with Krishna's name, he associates with Krishna. Therefore, the asak, maya, cannot touch. If he is purely chanting without any offense, maya cannot touch. As soon as maya cannot touch him, then bhava mahadavagni nidbhavanam. The blazing fire of material existence extinguished immediately. This is the first gain by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly. The first gain is mukti. Bhava mahadavagni nidbhavanam means mukti. By chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, namabhas, not pure name. As soon as one comes to the platform of chanting pure Hare Krishna Mantra, without any offense, he becomes immediately enhanced in love with Krishna, prem, Krishna prem, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting as Acharya, he was crying. Tamo nama grahane bhavishyati sunnayitam jagasthadvam govinda virahena. What is that verse? Chakshusha pravishayitam. Tamo nama, kada tamo nama grahane bhavishyati. This is the ultimate realization of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that one should cry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said like that. So, Krishna and Krishna's name identical, these Pandavas were so purified by association of Krishna. So they were thinking, how we shall leave? If Krishna goes away to Dwarka, then how we can leave? In this way, they could not make any solution. They were loitering here and there, just like when you are disturbed in mind, you loiter, what to do, what to do. So they are there. Thank you very much.